This Gemara today, the Isser of Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim and the Indian of Pilegesh. So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, there's an Isser, one of the Isserim that apply to a king is Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim Ela Shmon Esrei. There's an Isser for a king to have more than 18 wives. And the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marbe Vehulo Ubevash Lehem Mesiros Es Libo. So he says he could increase as long as they're not Mesiros Libo, as long as they don't taking away from the Derech Hashem, Derech HaTorah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afila Achas, the Mesiros Libo Harez Elo Yisanu. He says, even if it's one, if it's Mesiros Lev, it's an Isser for the king to marry such a woman. Im Kein Lama Nemar Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, De Afilu Kavigayel. So even if it's more than 18, even if she's a great tzadekis, like Avigayel, would still be Asr. It's a little unclear how to read this Mishnah. And the Rishonim argue whether or not this is three different opinions in the Mishnah, whether or not there are two opinions. So let me explain. Let me first go through this Rambam Ravid, and we'll come back to explain how to understand this Mishnah. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, Mipiyah Shmuel Lamdu Shu Lokeach Ad Shimon Esrei Nashim, that there's an Isser to have more than one wife, more than 18 wives rather. Bein HaNashim UPilagshim HaKol Shimon Esrei. The way the calculation is made, that he counts his wives, he counts his Pilagshim, and it cannot be more than 18. Vim hosiv achas uvala loke. If he has more than 18, he gets malchus for that. V'yeshal garish v'lisa acharis tachas u'shagirish. If he wants to divorce one and replace, that's allowed as well. The Ravid attacks the Rambam and says, not true. Yevshar, sherei hayu l'david sheish nashim v'pilakshim. K'shar melo nasan hanavi osifu l'hakeina keina nimsa yutches chut min ha'pilakshim hein. So the Ravid based on his understanding the psukim, is that the Pilagshim are not part of the calculation. They're not part of the Cheshvan. So what is this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether or not you counted Pilegesh as part of the 18 or not? So hopefully one of the things that I've taught you over the past few weeks, hopefully you'll continue to learn, is whenever you have a clash between two sugyas, there's always two ways to analyze this sugya. So here we have a clash between the Isser of Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, how to understand that Isser, and the other Indian is the Pilegesh, how she fits in to this sugya. So let me first explain from the angle of the Isser of Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim that there's an Isser derives of the king having more than 18 wives. And then we'll explain the rest of the shiur about the Pilegesh. So this mission we just described here, we read it, started off the shiur with about this Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and perhaps is a third opinion of the Tanakhama. So let's understand what is this Machlokas. So I didn't put this in my Mokomos, but there's a Ran. The Ran says there are two ways to read this Mishnah. And then we're going to try to figure out how the Rambam understands his Mishnah. The first shot, he says, is there are three machlokasim in this Mishnah. There's the Tanakhama. Tanakhama just says straight, you can't have 18 wives, whether or not bein mesiros, bein ein mesiros, whether or not they're going to cause you to go astray or not, the sulo, 18, it's just an absolute number, 18. Nothing to do with mesiros leiv at all. Then Yehuda says, no, it depends on mesiros leiv. So he says, if they're Mesiros Leiv, you're allowed to have 18 wives who might take you off the derech. But if there ain't no Mesiros, if they're not going to be Mesiros Leiv, you can have even 1,000. So that's the two, that's the second shot, Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, if they're Mesiros Leiv, only one's allowed. Even one would be us, rather. If they're not Mesiros Leiv, only 18 wives. These are the three shots. Let me explain one more time before I get to your question, Sammy. Tanakhama says, 18 flat. No questions. There's no tam here. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's an Isser, if they're going to Mesiros Leiv, we can allow 18 wives who are going to, play around with your mind and your heart. And if they're tzidkaniyos, have as many as you want. Rabbi Shimon says, we don't even allow one who's going to Mesiros Leiv. But if it's tzidkaniyos, we allow up to 18. So those are three different opinions. The first shot in the Mishnah. Yeah, it's Sammy. Yeah, they don't factor it in. It just, the Gemara goes on to explain the time of the Darsha Dekra. So the Gemara doesn't address Tanakhama at all. But somehow, 18 wives, even if they are independently very nice people, if there are 18 of them, eventually there'll be Mesiros Leiv, something like that probably.
Yeah,
It's hard to separate the two because it's right after each other. You have to explain some correlation. So again, I would think 18 wives, even if they're really great, could really play mind games on a man. That's my thought. But it's not built into the Talmud, or it's not built into the Shir. It's hard to say it's an independent statement, but maybe it could be. Then the Yesh Mefarshim, he says, the Ran says, no, there's no Tanakam here. There's a statement of 18. And Rabbi Yehuda explains one way, Rabbi Shimon explains another way. And that's how he tied Shir, that he built in the Meser Lev into the Tanakam. So when you read the Rambam at first, this halach we read together, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, 18, it sounds like a cap at 18. There's no concept of the Tam of Meser Lev. He passes like the first shot in the round that the three opinions, there's a Tanakam, an absolute number 18. That's what it sounds like at first glance. And many Achronim think that. But the Radbaz argues, because Radbaz says if you take a look a little bit further in this Rambam, in Perek Gimel, in Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, V'chein lo yeh shotuf benashim, he should not be immersed, he should not be surrounded by women. Afilu lo hayisalo ela achas, lo yeh matzui etzla tamid, kishar tipshin. Even if he has just one wife, he shouldn't always hang out with her. I've spoken to some of you about, Shana Rishona, about spending time in the Beis Medrash versus at home. And I said, what are you doing spending time at home with your wife, Shana Rishona? I don't understand, not to make anyone feel bad. But in the end of the day, what are you doing with your wife every night? From 8 to 12? Playing Monopoly? Playing, I don't know, there's a new game my kids like, Uno Flip. I don't know if you saw it. It's a new game, Uno, now it's Uno Flip. It's cool, you flip the other side, it's a different thing. So what are you doing with your wife? Every single night, 8 to 10, or whatever the time is? What are you going to talk about and play games? He says, I feel only one wife, don't be with her all the time. Okay, you see her for the morning, you see her in the afternoon, you see her for dinner, but a whole night, and you waste your whole year away, and Shana Rishona, just spending time with your wife. It's very nice to spend time with your wife, don't get me wrong, I encourage it. But the whole year, that means, you know how hard it is? You know how many guys in the shul, in the community, who when they were your age, they were learning very stark, and they get married, and they stop learning stark anymore, because they're used to Shana Rishona being home, playing Monopoly with their wife every night, and to get them out of the house, it's even a mar of minute is hard sometimes, but to learn 2-3 hours... Guys, don't do that. So anyways, so the Rambam says, even one wife, don't be with her all the time. And then he says, Al hasaris libo hakbita Torah. The Torah was makbid on someone being meiser the lev, of the husband, of the king. Shenemar lo yasa levavo. So the Radbaz points to the Rambam, that the reason of this Mishnah is not, it's not an absolute number, 18 flat. It's because meiser lev. That's the Talmud Dafa. So if that's the reason behind it, maybe we could explain the Rambam and arrive at it as follows. Maybe the Rambam and Ravid argue about this very point of the Rambam. Meaning, the Rambam holds all about Meser Lev. Who cares whether she's your wife? Who cares whether she's a Pilegish? Either one, women involved in your life in some way, some form, will be Meser Lev. But the Ravid takes the approach of maybe the other shot, of the Ran, that no, there's a third opinion in the Tanakhama, which is an absolute number. Completely divorced from the Tam. 18 flat, 18 absolute, no questions, no Tam. And therefore, it's about 18 wives. This is Lo Yarba Nashim. A Pelegish isn't an Isha. It's not about Meser Lev. Yes, a Pelegish is Meser Lev. But it's not about Meser Lev here at all. It's about having 18 wives and no more. A Pelegish isn't a wife. So maybe these 2 days in the Ran is the machlokas between the Ram and the Ravid, how to include or not include the Plegish in the number 18. That's one approach. Fine.
Is the answer
no, how to answer the kasha is very hard. You know, they always, whenever it comes to answering questions or understanding sugi, there's always two things. There's the text, and then there's the svara. So I'm not explaining the text. Again, as I told you, I'm a haaretz. But certainly I'm a haaretz when it comes to Nevi'im. So when it comes to Nevi'im, I like, you know, people ask me questions about coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'm arts. They ask me the same question all the time. I don't know how a Keurig machine works. Ask me the same question. I don't know. I have to look into how a Keurig machine works. It's just so foreign to me. Whenever Nevi'im comes up, it's so foreign to me. So I don't know how to answer. They try to explain for the Rambam, but in terms of the Svara, maybe this is one approach how to explain the Tam. What is the Tanakama based in Meser Lev? Or it's a separate opinion, and it's just an absolute number, 18 wives. That's one suggestion. But let's take another suggestion of how to explain the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, which will be the rest of the discussion about the nature of a Pelegish. So the Gemara tells us that the difference between a Pelegish and a Isha, I'm sure you've come across this, it's a Rashi Al HaTorah, which you saw in the Mar Makomas, which I'm sure you saw in your Shnai Mikra, and you learn Maseches Kedushin, oftentimes they point to this. So here we have a Gemara asks the question, my Nashim, my Pelegshim? So Amar Yehuda Marav, Nashim B'Ksuva, U'B'Kedushin, and Pelegshim B'Lo Ksuva, U'B'Lo Kedushin. A wife, has a ksuba and a kedushin. A plegish does not have a ksuba, does not have a kedushin. That's the girsa of Agamar. So we could raise the question of whether or not a plegish is considered an isha or not an isha. Is she called a wife or not a wife? Maybe there are two different ways to have a wife, or a few different ways to have a wife. So the Adrama at the end, number 12, the Adrama says that even though the concept of kedushin is a din deraisa, and ein kicha el bekesef, who had in the shalav bi, as we know, based on the psukim, the drasha, and the gemara kedushin, honey mili l'shavya eishes ish. A ma'isa kedushin is what creates an eishes ish, in terms of being mechayev mizonos to support her, to feed her, to asser a husband to the relatives, to asser her to his relatives, and to mechayev someone else eishes ish. She is a din of eishes ish. And all other dinim of ishas. But when it comes to ratzal yachid isha below ksuba below kedushin, one wants to designate a woman for himself. But the raisa shapir dami. It means there's no ishas at all. One just designate a woman. And pashas is the purpose is for bia and shchiva. That's entirely permitted on the raisa level, except that chachamim created gzeira shleye benos yisrael hefker. But it seems clear from the Adrama that such a woman, a Pelegish, does not have a din of Ishus. It's a heter bia for such a person, but it doesn't create Ishus. There's no ksuba, there's no kedushin. She's not an Ishus ish. The Netziv, the Rabbi Sada, argues in the Adrama. He can't argue by himself, but he quotes from the Rambam. He understands from the Rambam. The Rambam actually thinks that there is an Ishus ish element. There is an element of Ishus to a Pelegish, and his raya is from the very fact that the Rambam seems to equate a Pelegish to a king to that of a Am Ivri of Yud to a master. What's a Yud? So those who learn Kedushin are familiar. If a master, a person owns Am Ivriya, and he or the son wants to perform Yud, it's a type of Kedushin. But however that mechanism works, it's a type of Kedushin, and she's a full-blown Eishes-ish. So the Rambam says that this whole concept of Pelegish only applies to a king. But to a Hedyot, a Pelegish is Aser, but an Am Ivri is permitted to a Hedyot. So he seems to equate a Pelegish to an Am Ivri. So just like an Am Ivri creates a real Ishus ish, real Ishus, so too a Pelegish creates a real Ishus. And the Netziv therefore says there is a full Ishus ish Gemura when it comes to a Pelegish, Lefi the Rambam. So it sounds like maybe the Rambam and Ravid argue whether or not the Pelegish is an Isha or not, whether she's a wife or not a wife. It's a different type of wife, but whether she's a wife or not. The Rambam seemingly would hold that Pelegshim are also wives, different types, whether wives, and therefore part of the count of the 18. He holds, like the Rambam saw that proved, that there's an Ish Gemura, and therefore part of the 18. But the Ravid perhaps assumes, like the Adrama, there's no Ishus Ish here, there's no Ishus here. There's a heter bia. There's a heter bia, but there's no ishus. And if there's no ishus, she would not be part of the 18. And this is, this is clear from the rabbi. He brings one rabbi, but it seems clear from other rabbis just that the Rambam holds his real ishus here, because he goes on to say, v'yesh, as we quoted, yesh lo garish v'lisa acheris, you could divorce one. He doesn't say divorce the wife, not divorce the pelegish. Sounds like there's gerushin even for a pelegish. That's a simple pshat. And he also writes in the Rambam in number 3, Hilchas Melachim Perak Dad Halacha Dalad, V'chein Elokeach Mikol Gvul Yisrael Nashim Pelegshim. He explains what Nashim are, explains what Pelegshim are, but the Pelegish is B'yichud Bilvad Kana Osa Umuteris La. There's an acquisition, there's a kinyan that takes place. It's not just being miyache just for Bia. There's some real issues that seems to be taking place here. And for that reason, the Rambam includes the Pelegish as part of the 18, while the Ravid does not. Everyone good so far? Okay. So now let's dig a little bit deeper to understand what a pelegish is. So we have this machlokas Rashi Ramban. We're going to come back to this Rambam and Ravid in a few moments. But we have this Rashi Ramban al Torah about the definition of a pelegish. And Rashi tells us at the end of Parshas Chayesara, a pelegish is below ksuba. And he quotes our sugya. It implies from the Rashi, I think the only way to interpret this is, not the only way, but Pashup Shad is, plegish is kedushin, but no ksuba. Both an ish and plegish have kedushin, but the difference is a ksuba. And the Ramban takes Rashi to town on this, and he says, how could you say the ksuba is a difference? The ksuba is a din deraisa, a din derabanan rather, it's only the midiray sofrim. And the gears in the Gemara Sanhedrin is, plegish is below kedushin and below ksuba. Not kedushin and no ksuba. So the Ramban argues in the Rashi that there is no ksuba is not part of the equation here. So the Re'eim, who always defends Rashi, comes back and explains to Ramban, not true, not so pashut, not so simple to say that ksuba is a din d'rabbanan. It's actually machlokas tanaim. The Gemara in Ksuba's Daf Yud tells us Tanakama holds medivrei sofrim, but Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's a din d'raisa. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, perhaps holds, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, to din deraisa. And we always hold, the Gemara tells us in several places, we always pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, so we assume it's a deraisa. Rashi says it's a deraisa. So that can be the difference between an ish and a pelegish on a deraisa level. An ish has a ksuba, a pelegish doesn't have a ksuba, but they both have kedushin. And he says, but there are, several midrashim and gemaras that all say, my taima tekini rabbanan ksuba. How come a rabbanan made a ksuba? Doesn't that indicate it's a dindir rabbanan? So what the Re'eim explains is that, no, you could suggest that there's this middle approach. That the concept of ksuba is deraisa, but some of the details are dir rabbanan. There are a few ways to say this. I don't want to get too tricky, but either you could say it's one of the examples of the Torah, the Kura Masa Chachamim. The Torah created a pasuk, but the details, the parameters were given to Chachamim. The prime example, the Gemara in Moikatan Daf Yud Ches says, comes to Chalamoid, to Dinder Machlokes, whether Chalamoid is or Malachas, Deraisa, Derbanan. Pashas is, the Gemara says, it's a Deraisa concept, but the details and ramifications, the parameters are all handed to the Chachamim. Davar Ovid, Tircha de Tzibur, all these things are given to Chachamim to decide how to create the Din Deraisa. So here as well, Ksuba is a Deraisa idea, how much money, what the conditions are, that's Derabanan. So we have this three-way machlokas, whether it's a Deraisa according to Pashup Pshat and Rashi, it's the Derabanan according to the Ramban, where the Re'eim, and it's also shared by the Gra and the Evan Ezra, and also the Mordechai and others, say it's a Deraisa with Derabanan details. But now let's just backtrack. So that was Ksuba, a little sugi about Ksuba, but now when all the dust has settled, we could appreciate Rashi just for a moment. So Rashi says that both an ish and a pelegish have kedushin. It's that the difference is there's no ksuba. Ramban says, no, there's not even kedushin for a pelegish. So Pashup Shat would be, this would be the indicator. Is a pelegish a wife or not a wife? If you hold that there's kedushin for an ish and a pelegish, like Rashi says, so then you would seem to say that pelegish is certainly a type of kedushin. It's certainly the type of ishus. If you were to assume like the Ramban that no, ksuba is not on the radar. Ksuba is a din derabanan, it's still ksuba out the window. The difference is kedushin. An ish has kedushin, a pelegish does not have kedushin. That would seemingly indicate that what was it din be by pelegish? What? Anyone know? Anyone following? What? Not as many as you want. Well, I'll give you as many as you want, but what does it tell us about the nature of a plegish? Forgetting the count right now. There's no issues. There's no issues then. So Ramban says if there's no kedushin by plegish, the simple understanding is that there's no issues. So that might be the understanding machlokas between the Ram and the Ravid. Ramam holds that there is kedushin for plegish, and therefore she's an isha. And Ravid says there is no kedushin for plegish, and therefore she's not an isha. And therefore not part of the count. Ah, you have a question, Elon, right? You're looking, I see you have a question. What's your question? No question. Anyway, a question I just suggested. Again, the Rambam holds a pelegish does have kedushin, and therefore pelegish is called an isha. And since she's an isha, she's part of the 18. And the Ramban, the Ravid, holds that there is no Kedushin for a Pilegesh. Therefore, she's not an Isha. And therefore, it's not part of the 18. It makes sense, right? Excellent, right. So that makes sense, Misvara. But within the Shita's Ram doesn't work out. Shkoyach Zach, if you look at the Ramam number 3. Hilchas Malachim Perak Dad Halacha Dalad. V'chein lokeach mikol gvul yisal nashim mipilagshim. Nashim miksuv v'kedushin mipilagshim bilo ksuba u'bilo kedushin. Now there is a girsa of the Magen Mishnah that the Kesem Mishnah does quote, that the Ramam had a girsa of kedushin bilo ksuba, and then this would all make sense. But the Kesem Mishnah says that the Magen Mishnah never fully looked at his, Hilchas Ishus is at the beginning of the Ramam. Hilchas Malachim is all the way the end of the Ramam, the end of the Ad Chazaka, the 14 Chalakim. So this isn't the last one. So he didn't make his way over to the end. Okay, I'm not sure about that. But either way, sometimes mistakes happen, or just he had different yourselves. But the Kesem Mishnah didn't like this shot, and he said the Ramam clearly says it's below Ksuba, below Kedushin. So if what we're saying is right, that the Ramam holds a Plegish is an Isha, how would you have an Isha without Kedushin? How's that going to happen? So I think it's a simple solution. If you look back at the Ramam, I meant to bring this also earlier for the Ravid, but we'll mention it now. The Ramam in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus talks about a concept of the Kodem Matan Torah. Hay Adam Pogei Isha Beshuk. You could become a wife without kedushin. First, acquire the kedushin, and then do nisuin. But there's a concept of nisuin, at least called matan Torah, without kedushin. Kedushin was a chiddush that the Torah is mechadish later on, but you still can have such a concept. So maybe that concept is coming true when it comes to a melech. The melech could be miyachid her as a form of ishus, like it used to be called the matan Torah. And that's what the Gilyon Eshas, I put it in my records, but I didn't put the actual text. He quotes a tshuva from the Chida that raises the question, how is one kone pilegish? Is it through yichud or is it through bia? But there's some acquisition taking place here. So yichud and bia could be certainly creating of an ishus. So bia creates kedushin. Chuppah is a yichud or it's bia. So it's not so far-fetched to say even without Kedushin you can't have an Isha. And certainly from this Ramam, how things work, called the Matan Torah, so granted it's usher now. And the Ramam limits the heter to only a king. There's a special heter that applies to the king, he felt. By the way, the Ramban holds applies to everyone. Everyone has the heter of a Pilegish. Because again, the Ramban, actually it wouldn't work with Ramban, but either way, the Ramam holds it's a special heter for the king, and you can still accomplish a form of Ishus even outside the context of a Kedushim. I wanted to bring this Ravid, I meant to bring it before just to connect it to the Ravid further. Right now we have as the Ravid holds that there is no Ishus, and the Ramam holds that there is an Ishus. How the Ishus is accomplished, either by Kedushim, if you hold Kedushim applies to Pilegesh, that gears of the Ramam and Rashi, or you could still have an Ishus without Kedushim through Yichud and through Bia, or one or the other. The Ravid holds there's no Ishus. So just to reinforce this Ravid, there's a separate Ravid found in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. The Ramam there talks about further. First he talks about a relationship, a wife. Then he talks about what's called a zona, or kadesha. So in Halacha Dalad, Perak Aleph Halacha Dalad, the Ramam writes, Kod matan Torah haya adam pogei isha b'shuk. He meets a woman in the shuk. Im ratzu hu v'hid, nosin laschara, ubo also al imaderech v'holechla. So this is not talking about relationships, it's talking about bia. So the guy found the girl, they have an agreement, okay, he pays her money, and that's a zona, and then move on. Zuhi nikres kadesha, says the Ramah. Mishinit na Torah, nesa kadesha, it's usher, after the Torah is given, lo siya kadesha mibros Yisrael. That's not how we are. Lefikach kol abol isha l'shem znus b'lo kedushin, loke mina Torah mipnesha bal kadesha. That's what the Ramah says. The Ravid says on the Rambam, I don't understand, ain't Kadesha el Mizumenes, if you move Keres l'chol Adam. A Kadesha is a woman. What the Rambam is describing is a man and woman meet, and they part ways, that's it. The rabbi says, no, that's not a kadesha. A kadesha is a woman who is designated to be a kadesha for any man who wants. That's a kadesha. About how miyachedes atma le'ish echad. But a one boy, one girl, who they met each other for this inyan, ain balo malkos v'lo iser lav, he pilagish aksuba. That's a pilagish. He said, that's a pilagish. There's no relationship here. It's just this whole idea the Rambam is describing is bia. A man and a girl meet for bia. That's a pilagish. No ishish there at all. The rabbi says, that's not a pilagish. A pilagish is where there's ishish, where there's a relationship there. It's a relationship that wasn't built for kedushin, but there's still an ishish, there's still a relationship there. So I believe that this rabbi is l'shitaso, just like he holds a pilagish in hilchos ishish, is just for the time of just bia ba'alma, no relationship. That's also why the rabbi does not count a pilagish as part of the 18 when it comes to hilchos melachim as well. Let's finish off with one last piece here. I know we're talking about four different sugyas now. We spoke a little bit about the Isser Layabrelo Nashim. We spoke about Ksuba. We spoke about Pilagesh. I can't ignore just one last piece about Kedusha. To our Kedusha now. So I'm sure you're all familiar with the famous Machlokas brought down in the back of, in the Rush, in the end of Ksubas, about the nature of the mitzvah of Kedusha. So I think it's Pashup Shat. The Re'im says this. The difference between a Pilegish and a Isha, just conceptually, not how it's accomplished, but conceptually, is that a Isha, a wife, is for Peruvu, and a Pilegish is for Bia. That's for Shechiva. That's what the Re'im says. Now, this question, whether or not the Pilegish is Kedushin or not Kedushin, we saw that Machlokas, Ramban, and Rashi, the Gersos, and Raman, whether there's Kedushin for Pilegish, if we're assuming right now is a given, the Pilegish is only for Shechiva, not for Peruvu. So then, can you speak of Kedushin in such a context? Can there be Kedushin for a Pilegish if the purpose is not for Peruvu? So that's the famous rush at the end of Masechet Ksubis, the beginning of Masechet, found in the back of the Masechet, but in the beginning of the Masechet, if you know what I'm talking about, on Daf Zion or so. So here he talks about the nature of the bracha of Kedushin and whether the bracha said before the Maisa Kedushin, the bracha said after the Maisa Kedushin, and the different nusach that's used, and why it doesn't say Shet Tzivanu, should say Tzivanu, not Tzivanu. So he has a series of questions here. And what the Rosh ends up saying is, nearly ki bracha zu ainu bracha le'asiyas mitzvah. The bracha that's said under the chuppah is not a bracha of birchas mitzvah. Why not? Ki piryo rivya hainu kim ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kedushin is not Kedushin itself. It's really a hechsher mitzvah for Peruvu ultimately. So he talks about if one's Makayim the Pilegish, Peruvu the Pilegish, then you don't need to marry a woman in that case. But the whole idea of the Rosh is that Kedushin is really a Heksha for Peruvu. There's no Kedushin outside Peruvu. You can't speak of Kedushin outside Peruvu. It doesn't exist. You can't have Peruvu without Kedushin, but you cannot have Kedushin without Peruvu. That's the ultimate goal. Well, others seem to say that Kedushin is an independent mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, doesn't connect it directly to Peruvu. So now if this assumption is true, that Pilegesh is for Shechiva Ba'alma, that's the only purpose, can one speak of Kedushin in the context of a Pilegesh? According to the Rosh, you cannot. You cannot speak of Kedushin by a Pilegesh because there's no Peruvu. In which case, the Ramban, who says that there is no Kedushin by Pilegesh, he must be assuming that because there's no Peruvu by Pilagish, therefore there's no Kedushin. But if you assume, like Rashi that says there is Kedushin by Pilagish, and like the Girsa of the Rambam, according to Rav HaMagna Mishnah, that there is Kedushin by Pilagish, even though there's no Peruvu, so it must be there's an independent concept of Kedushin, outside of the idea of Peruvu. And just to finish off, this might be an idea, it's something for each of you to keep in mind, it's a very nice yisod of understanding relationships. The tour at the very beginning, the introduction to Hilchos Evan Ezer, speaks about two elements of getting married. So he writes, Yisbarach Shemo Shekadosh Baruch Hu Shechavetz B'tov V'Yerosav. He begins the tour. Sheyada Shein Tov L'Adam Niyos Levado V'Alkein Asad Lo Ezer Kenegdo. That Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's not good for a person to be by himself or by herself. It's lonely. People need support. People need assistance. V'od. And the second reason why one should get married, Ki Kavanas Habriya Ba'adam Kidei Lefarus L'Rabos, V'zeh Yefshar B'lo Ha'ezer, of course, one needs a wife to accomplish this, So he says there are two reasons why one gets married. One is not to be lonely, a relationship, an ishus. The other purpose is to have children. So these are two different elements. So we have kedushin. Some hold kedushin, the purpose is just to, as a mitzvah of fanatma, ishus itself is has its own value. And the other approach of the Rosh is it's a hechatimsa, it's a heksha mitzvah for approval. These are the two ideas. So whether you would apply kedushin to pilegesh perhaps depends on this. If you assume it's all about a relationship, so you can have a relationship with a pilegesh even though there's no peruvu. But if it's about peruvu, and we're assuming a pilegesh is not for the purposes of peruvu, then you cannot speak of kedushin in this particular context. Okay, we discussed a lot today in this shir, a lot of different ideas. Just to recap quickly again, we spoke about the machlokes Rama and Ravid about whether you count pilegesh as part of the 18. Where first approach was maybe it's dependent on lo yar below nashim, the Tanakama, where the Tanakama is also with a svara, like the Rambam says, and it's going to be meiser lev, so who cares whether it's an ish or pilegesh, it'll be meiser lev. But the Ravid holds that no, Tanakama stand independent as an absolute number, 18. You don't take into account the reason, and therefore only a wife is bechala 18, not pilegesh. Then we took a second approach, maybe they're arguing about whether or not pilegesh is an isha or not. The Rambam says she is an isha, and therefore part of the count. The Ravid said she's not an isha. We saw an afkamina between the Adar Mah and the Netziv, whether or not a pilegesh is an ish is ish or not, whether there's gerushin or not by a pilegesh, that would be the second point. Then the third point we discussed, the ksuba, the Ramban Rashi, the ksuba b'din raisa, the Rabbanan, or maybe some combination. Then finally we discussed about kedushin being a heksha mitzvah or a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and be an afkamina whether it applied to a pilegesh or not. Okay?